Hey, church, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us on live stream.
Yes, welcome. We want to say thank you so much for your generosity. This week, as we delivered one of our loads of food, the woman that was working at the organization said she didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And then Christ Church showed up with vans full of food. So thank you guys so
much
for your generosity. You're truly making a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah.
There's two ways to give. The first is our Christ Church Ohio website, and the second is our Christ Church Ohio app.
Yes. So Easter services, guys, just a quick update. We had our first parking lot service last week. It did go very well, so we are going to be transitioning our parking lot service to main campus parking lot in Columbia Station at 9:30 and 11 on Easter Sunday morning. Now, we want to encourage you and your families to watch our live stream services Sunday morning, Easter Sunday.
So one, we just want to say for your safety, we're asking if you come that you stay in the car.
Yeah.
Also, our building will be locked, so stay in the car for your safety,
but it
should be a really exciting time. We'll honk our amens.
Yes, and yes, we'll
collapse.
See you there.
Also, we want you to be on the lookout for something that we're going to be doing starting Easter week. It's called Love Week Quarantine Style.
Yep.
We want to spread the love and the joy of Jesus Christ during this uncertain time. So we're going to be giving you ways that you can help your family and your community to serve them, to love them, and to spread joy.
Yep.
That'll be coming the week of Easter, so make sure to check your email and our social media. We really appreciate you, and we hope you enjoy the rest of the service. Good morning, Christ Church. I know this is another week where here we are separated once again, but I want to just remind you one more time that we miss you. Our hearts, our prayers are with you. I'm thankful for this technology that we get to be together, even through screens just like this. I'm going to say a prayer to get us started. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would please be with us in this moment. I pray that the favor of God would rest upon us and you would open up our hearts to hear your good word. I pray, Father, that you would strengthen us with your strength and your courage in these times. I pray that you would call out what is best and unique and noble within each and every one of us, Father, that we may be good enough, strong enough, mighty enough for these times. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. This last November, my family and I went to Disney World for my daughter's 10-year-old birthday adventure. And we did, of course, all of the Disney things while we were there. And one of the days we were visiting, we spent half the day at Magical Kingdom, and then we spent the other half of the day at Epcot. And if you've ever been to Disney before, Disney's, of course, very, very smart. And they have a whole system involved with how they get you into the park and how they get you out of the park. So once you're in the parking lot, which is bigger than anything you can imagine, you basically line up, you queue up to get onto a tram that's like a golf cart with like an extra 20, 30 carts attached to it. And this tram takes you over to where the monorail is. You hop on the monorail and then you can go to the different parks that you want to go into. So we spent our day, we were tired, we were done, we wanted to go grab some dinner outside the park. So we started heading out of the park. We went back to the monorail, and as soon as we got where we needed to be, it started raining. And we thought, oh, we got perfect timing. We're going to miss the rain. We were in the monorail the whole time. And when we got off the monorail, it stopped. We're like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. So we start walking from the monorail to the tram. There's a tram waiting. It's getting loaded up. And I kid you not, the skies opened and just started pouring down rain on us, and we're completely unprepared. We've got no umbrellas, no coats, no ponchos. We have no things to cover ourselves up with. We're out in the middle of this ridiculous rainstorm, and we get drenched. We miss the tram. We have to wait for another tram. It finally comes up. We are soaking wet. There's like no sides on it, so it's splashing us as we go through. We finally get to the section of our parking lot where our car is, but we have to make our way to where our car is. By this point, like, my makeup is running off my face. I can't see out of one eye. It's raining so hard. It's like splashing us from below, from the sides. We're trying to like hopefully make it to the right spot to know where we're going. going, and we finally get back in the car. So we just like heads down, like ran out as hard as we could. We get to the car, we shut the doors. And I don't know if you've ever been there before, like where you're in a storm and then all of a sudden you're out of it and it's just quiet. And it just all of a sudden feels like you're warm and protected. And it's like the best safe place to be. There's something so great about being able to find safe places like this. Safe places that protect you from all of the craziness and the chaos that's going on all around you, where you finally feel protected from it and like you can just take a breath and relax for just a second. When life gets crazy and hard, we all find ourselves looking for shelter. We all find ourselves looking for a place to be protected from all of this chaos that is swirling around us. And what we're facing right now seems hard and it seems scary, and we haven't reached the other side yet. Here we are, smack dab in the middle of it, fighting our way through. And we can't always see where we're going to put our foot next. And there's so many pieces that are still unknown. So how do we find our safe place right in the middle of what we're going through right now? In the middle of the storm and the chaos and the fear and this sickness that's affecting so many, where do we look to for our shelter and for our strength? I want to have us look today at the Psalms because there are beautiful words there to just encourage us all today. This is what the psalmist said in Psalm 46, starting at verse 1. They said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. I love this picture here that the psalmist gives us. It says, God is our refuge and our strength. God is our shelter. God is literally our safe place. He's the refuge we find from the storm. He's our protection when life gets dangerous. He's our shelter and covers us in his grace and his protection. He's the place we can go to catch our breath. He's where we can take a moment out of the storm to take a deep breath and let go of the tension and the stress and let it ease out of us. God is the place we get to go to regain our footing, our stability, and regain our balance. Now, many of our safe places that we're used to going to right now look different. We're not allowed to go to the same places, or we're not allowed to escape to the same places. And many of our safe places are no longer an option to us, where we used to go to get rid of the stress and get rid of the tension and work out the fear. And now we find ourselves looking for new things to do and new places to go. The places we're used to, we can't necessarily go there anymore. And even home feels different, right? Home doesn't necessarily feel like the same place that it was when everybody's there all of the time in the same place. So with so many of our go-to places no longer available, we are reminded once again, our safe place in God will never change. It will never go away. He's never not going to be there for us when we need him. He's never not available for us to turn to. Because not only is God our refuge, our safe place, he's also our strength. He's there to give us shelter and protection, this fortress we can turn to. But he's also there to make us strong enough to withstand these crazy storms in life that we face. And he makes us strong, not so that we can hide away from troubles. He doesn't strengthen us so we can bury our heads in the sand and pretend like nothing's happening and nothing's going wrong. Instead, he makes us strong enough to be the men and women he called us to be right now in the middle of the storm, to give us all the capacity we need to withstand the trouble, to give us the power to fight our way through. We always can be strong because Christ has been strong on our behalf. We are reminded the hardest fight that ever needed to be fought, Christ already fought and won on our behalf. Our Christ did not turn his back on us on the road to Calvary, and he will not turn his back on us now. Our God is with us. He offers us shelter so that we can stand up and not be defeated. He comes to our aid. He helps us. He's present, actively present with us in this trouble, in this pain, in this sadness, in the hard, and in the loss. And this is what happens when we remember that God is our safe place, that God is our refuge, our strength. Look at verse 2. Because of that, therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. The psalmist tells us because God is with us, because God is our refuge and strength, even when the world around us is shaken and not as it should be, we will not fear. Even when the ground beneath us no longer feels stable, we will not be shaken. Even when our knowns have all become unknowns, we will not falter. Even when our foundation seems to be cracking, we will not give way. Even when our expectations have been shattered, we will not be broken. Even when our hope seems dim, we will not give up. Because God is our shelter, God is our refuge and strength, and he's with us as we face these troubles we face today. He's with us when we feel afraid. He's with us when things around us seem to be crumbling, and we can trust him as he stands with us. We can count on him. We can find our strength in him. He gives us the courage we need to stand again today, and again tomorrow, and again the day after that. He gives us the strength we need to dig in our heels and say, we will fight this fight with all that we have. He gives us all the determination that we need and the grit to say, we will see this thing through to the other side. We might be in the middle of this right now, but friends, we will get through to the other side and our God will see us through because he is our safe place, ready to help when we need him. I'm reminded of the incredible words that Dr. King said in 1967. He said, when our days become dreary with low hovering clouds of despair, and when our nights become darker than a thousand midnights, let us remember that there is a creative force in this universe working to pull down the gigantic mountains of evil, a power that is able to make a way out of no way and transform dark yesterdays into bright tomorrows. Yes, we are facing dark days. But let us not forget that our God is at work and he is able to make a way out of no way. He's able to transform even the darkest yesterdays into the brightest tomorrows. God is our destination and we are running to him. Our aim is him. And if we can just get to God, we know this is the place we find refuge and shelter and strength. Friends, now is not the time to be silent. I know you're tough and I know you're strong and I know you're so good at being self-sufficient and we're so used to saying, I'm good. I don't need help. I've got this. I'm good. But now is not the time to show how tough we are or how sufficient we are. It's not the time to deny that we need help. Because the truth of the matter is, now is the exact time that we need to ask for help, to rely on the sufficiency of God to see us through. So here's what I want to ask all of us to do. I want us to start pleading with God for help. God promises he is a very present help in times of trouble. So let's ask him for that help. Let's all of us plead with God, not just today, not just in this moment, but every single day that we can lift up our voices to God and ask him for help. Let's plead with God to have mercy on us right now, to send help beyond how we know to ask for help or what we think help should look like. Let's plead with God to send help on our behalf. Let's pray with our families. Let's make it a habit every single day to pray to God to help with our families. Let's pray with our friends regularly and persistently. I need God's help. I am so aware that I cannot do this on my own. None of us can. Let's commit to pleading with God to help each other. And let's commit to pray for those who are sick and pray for those who have lost their loved ones. Let's pray for the doctors and the nurses and the paramedics and the men and women on the front lines helping. Let's pray for those who are afraid. Pray for those who are lost. Pray for those who are just looking for help and don't know where to go. Let's pray for our country. Pray for our world. Let's pray and pray and pray and then pray some more. Now is not the time to be quiet. Now is the time to lift up our voices to God with all that we have and plead with him for help. And then here's the second thing I want us to do. I want us to remember that we can ask for help around us. Look around you. There are people willing to help. It's okay to admit we don't always have it together. I know it's nice to put the pretty image on social media, and I know it's nice to look at a perfected video screen of what's been edited and put together, but real life isn't that. Real life is messy, and it's hard, and there are days we don't have it all together. It's okay to get to the end of the day and say, I'm tired. It's okay to say, this day overwhelmed me. It's okay to see things and say, that worries me. What can I do next? We don't have to pretend to be anything but who we are right now. Talk to your people. Who's around you? Your friends, your family, the group that you're doing life with, and give each other the space to say, this is how I feel. This is how I'm responding to what I'm going through right now. I had to do a big call after some of the big decisions that the governor made. And I'll be honest, the first thing I said on the call is, I'm having a very strong emotional response. I'm just going to be honest as we do this call because I couldn't pretend. It was real and it was there. You don't have to pretend. You can talk to your people about who you are and what you're going through. I read this incredibly awesome idea about our brains a few weeks ago. We can only be rational and logical after we've been emotional. The very primary mode of our brain is to feel, and the secondary mode is to think. So before we can do the slow, logical thinking process, we need to get through the emotional feeling first. We're allowed to feel the emotions that we feel. And then we get into the slow thinking, rational, logical part of what we do next. But we don't have to feel those emotions alone. God has given us each other to hold each other up when times get hard. God's given us this very community that we're a part of here to fill in the gaps when life gets to be too much. And I know right now our here looks different. I wish we were sitting together and I could see your faces and I could hug you and we could talk and we can chat. It might feel different, but it does not mean that we are any less here for each other. You have groups of people ready to connect with you. If you need prayer, if you need help, if you need connection, please don't hesitate to reach out. Right now, if you're doing this through live stream, there is a request prayer link that you can hit. There's a connection tab that you can fill out your information and we can get you connected to some of the things that may be virtual, but there's still groups to connect to. You do not have to face this alone. God is our help. God is our refuge and our strength, and God has given us community to do life together, to hold one another up for just moments exactly like this. We aren't alone. We have God covering us with his love, his grace, and his protection. And friends, we have each other. We have one another to fill in those gaps and to stand with and for each other. So today I want to close us out a little bit differently. I know we're in different places, in different locations. I know we're watching this through different devices, whether it's your phone or your laptop or your iPad. I couldn't get the word out. Your iPad, or we've got it projected on your TV if you're really cool at technology. However you're watching this right now, I want to invite you to join into prayer with us. And here's what we're going to do. Normally, we could stand together and circle up and hold hands, and we can't do that right now, but we can link up together in a different way. I'm reaching out my hand to you, and I'm asking you to, if you're with your family, reach out, circle up, put your hands on one another. If you're by yourself, you put your hand on the computer, on the phone, walk up to the TV if you have to. Put up your hand. Let's link our hearts together in prayer right now. I'm going to pray out loud, and I'm asking you to pray along in your heart with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would hear the cries of our heart. I pray, Father, that you would be our present help in times of trouble. I pray, Father, that you would give us the strength, the capacity that we need right now to see this through. I plead with you in the name of Jesus Christ that you would send help, that you would send aid. Beyond how I even know to ask, I pray, Father, that you would help. Help our families, help our communities, help our country, help our hospitals, help our doctors, our nurses, our paramedics, help every heart that needs you today. I pray, would you pour out your grace, your favor, your mercy upon us? I pray, Father, that though we are separated, that you would link us up heart to heart, that we would be strong and faithful to each other, that you would help us to care for the souls and hearts of one another today. Help us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us on live stream. We're so glad you tuned in.
That's right. If you have any questions or you need more information, make sure to check out our Christ Church Ohio website. It'll be right below. God bless.